Imagine texting on Venus.
Oh, what?
Whoa.
Streaming TV shows on Mars.
Mm. Wow.
It may not be as far away as you think.
It doesn't sound Mars? Very fun, Jeff. It's I don't Brooke. Really want to be by yeah. myself on another planet.
Well, sorry, Brooke, because oh. NASA and Nokia have just partnered up to start building a working cellular network on the moon.
Ah.
No.
So
way.
Lunar visitors who take a trip or decide to live up there can text and video chat between planets.
Oh, dude, you know the first thing they're sending is not appropriate for work. I just have an idea, you know?
Totally.
You're hoping for that, aren't
yeah.
you?
I mean, can you imagine just being up there all by yourself? All
yeah.
Just imagine what it looks like in zero G.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means more than one thing.
It's not even like a future, maybe this is going to happen someday sort of thing. It's right now.
Oh, it's like really, really
a SpaceX rocket is due to launch this year, carrying a simple 4G network to the moon, and the lander's going to install it at the moon's south pole so astronauts can stream Stranger Things from 238,000 miles away.
I love
it. Is it going to be like Earth, though, like when it rains a bunch and all of a sudden it's all spotty?
Yeah.
You're like, come on, the
can
rain.
Can someone get out there
hours.
And move the dish?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me with this?
I know,
what?
Jeff.
I live 15 minutes away from this studio. I can barely get one bar of cell service at my house. I am standing on the roof with a tinfoil hat on, and I can't send a text. And now you're telling me there's going to be high-speed 4G on the frickin' moon?
Yeah, right.
That's the priority?
Yeah. Well,
great.
You know, I do feel like it. Jeff would be the one on the show that would actually enjoy living on the moon.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, finally, as remote as I wanted it to be.
Mom can't call me up here.
Yeah. Well, that's
well,
can. Yeah.
At least she used to not be able to.
Yeah.
No, this is great. Let's dump $40 billion into this so they can set up some sort of like cosmic calling center and scam old people from the surface of Mars.
Okay, I have a feeling they have warranty issues on the moon as well.
I'm sure they do.
You know?
Look, if I'm trying to look at the positives, though, here, the one good thing that comes out of this is at least now the astronauts can finally live stream the shock collar question of the day.
Yeah!
While they're collecting moon rocks.
I would watch.
Just
I would so
give
watch.
Them something fun to listen to. Digital Jake, let's do some trivia for Lunar Larry up there.
Let's. In 1964, Martha and the Vandettas sang a song called Dancing in the Street, which a new study found is actually one of the top three worst places to dance.
Oh.
But it does show how much people love to do it.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it's fun.
So whether you're hitting the 1-2 step, cranking it like Soulja Boy, or
you.
Dropping it down and getting your eagle on, girl.
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Damn,
that's what it sounds like every time I do it.
Dance comes in many different styles and forms all over the globe. So to celebrate this hip-shaking, roof-raising holiday, we're going to do a special, is this a real dance, or did we make it up edition of... Plenty of 20.
Interesting.
I'll give you each a name of a dance style from somewhere in the world, and you have to tell me if it's real or made up.
Huh.
Oh.
Let's start with the woman who dances like an undercooked piece of spaghetti hitting a kitchen wall. That's Alexis.
Very stiff.
Al dente.
And then, aggressive and then just stuck.
Yeah.
Alexis, your dance is the Indonesian monkey dance, where large groups of men chant together like monkeys while swaying and shaking their arms over their heads. Is that a real dance, or did I make that up?
I feel like it's what my husband does.
No.
I mean, I'm not even lying. Yeah,
in a group.
I do think monkeys in Indonesia, though, are
like sacred.
So then would this be supporting them or, you know, offending them?
I think it, you're
making
right.
fun of them?
Yeah.
If you were doing the dance, it would probably be
like,
more
I'd
offensive.
Be, the
but
monkeys would be very mad at me.
It happens in the Jungle Book. Mowgli does it with all
you're
the dances
right.
with all the monkeys
you're
together.
Right.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I mean, if Mowgli does it, it must be true, Jake.
Alexa says that's a real dance. That is...
Yay!
A real dance. Alexis moves on to the next round. We're over to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, your dance is the Himalayan hopscotch, where dancers in Nepal do synchronized jumps from square to square in intricate patterns to celebrate the joy of mountain climbing. Is that a real dance, or did I make that up?
I mean, it would be amazing if that was actually the, like, origins of hopscotch. But I just don't think we're pulling it from there. I think that it's fake. I think you made it up.
Brooke says that's a made-up dance. That is... It's a made-up dance. Two for two so far.
Thanks,
Jose,
work.
It's your turn.
Okay.
Your movement is called the Dublin Dodger. It's a lively Irish jig performed at street festivals where dancers weave in and out around each other while they hold full pints of beer.
Oh.
Is that a real dance or did I make that up?
Man, beer everywhere.
That's so cool. Well, it's Irish. It's got a catchy name, the Dublin Dodger. And it just makes too much sense, which makes me think Jake made it up. It's a stereotype. No, Jake, it's fake.
Jose said that's made up. That is...
That is made up.
You're three for three. Jeffrey, it's your turn.
Okay.
Your dance, the South African gumboot, where performers wear giant rubber boots and use them to create rhythmic sounds by stomping, clicking, and slapping them to the beat.
Ooh.
Is that a real dance, or did I make that,
sounds
up?
Sounds cool, actually.
That sounds exactly like the musical Stomp, Jake.
Yeah.
I feel like you just ripped it right from Broadway. I'm going to say that's fake.
Jeffrey says that's a made-up dance. That is...
Yeah.
That is a real dance. I actually saw Stomp as a young child, fell asleep in the crowd.
How?
Fun fact about Digital Jake there. All right, let's go over to Alexis.
Okay.
Alexis, your dance is called the Parisian Pigeon Dance.
Mm.
It's a French dance from the Middle Ages where participants flutter and peck in stylized movements while making cooing noises to honor the local pigeons that dominate the city squares.
Oh.
Is that a real dance or did I make that up?
I hate birds. I hate pigeons. They suck. And this is terrifying to think of people doing this.
But the French people might love pigeons.
Yeah. I think they love
There's
to eat them.
There's a lot of pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah, all they do is it's fancy out there. It's called squabbers.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing it. I think it's fake, Jake.
Alexis says that's fake. That is a fake dance. Alexis, two for two.
God,
Brooke,
dancing queen. Okay, give it to me.
Brooke, Turkish Sufi whirling. It's a ceremonial dance where you spin around in circles until you reach a state of pure spiritual ecstasy. Is that a real dance or did I make that up?
I always joke that this is the first time you ever feel inebriated as a child.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the first time you feel like, whoa.
Yeah.
I can see God now.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
Brooke said real. That is a real dance.
I'm so good at these.
Now, Jose, your dance, the Cairo Camel Line. It's an Egyptian-inspired dance where participants mimic the slow walk of a camel while forming a conga line that sways to desert rhythms.
Oh,
is that a real dance or a made-up dance?
Conga camel. What you on a camel conga?
Nice humps, girl.
It's too funny. There'd be a million people laughing, rocking across the desert. I'm going to say it's fake.
Jose said that's made up. That is... made up! Jeffrey, the only person to get one wrong. Jose, you've won today's edition of... Plenty of 20.
I'm dancing. Look at
me. Okay. All right. Calm down, Jose. You got to choose who's going to sing the song while they get shocked. And they're going to be singing I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Dude, you got to sing this.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
Yeah.
I want to feel the heat.
Oh, I got stuck.
Done for the day. That's your shot caller question of the day. We're going to do your phone tap in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.